Do you have a couple minutes? I can get some questions answered with Tom Doyle of Uncharted about Christmas season.
Yes, that's absolutely. Yes, perfect. Yes, that'd be great.
Okay, so I'm going to just, and I will mark the interview on my end. But so now we're talking as Tom Doyle with Uncharted and looking at the Christmas season in the Middle East and other persecuted parts of the world. Why is this kind of a time of apprehension for believers? Let's focus on the Middle East, say, Middle East, North Africa. Why do they look at this season with apprehension?
Well, you know, they are such a minority in the Middle East, Christians are. And so they come in all varieties, traditional Christians, brand new believers, those that come from a Muslim background that are all part of the body of Christ. And during this time, during the Christmas time season where we lift up Jesus, and during Passion Week, where we go from the triumphal entry till the resurrection of Christ, these are hot times for believers that live in a context of being surrounded by Muslims that are not open to their faith and probably don't want them expressing their joy and happiness during this time because of all that Jesus has done. So Christians are often targeted during Christmas, during Easter, during that whole general time. So we think about being in the States, oh, it's a time to reflect and be with our family, and isn't this fun? And we praise God that we live in a country where we have the freedom to worship Jesus, but many do not. So we need to just lift them up, because the persecution factor goes up exponentially. We just got stories, Katie, out of Egypt about leaders that were shot at, and difficulty in Pakistan and in Africa, cases that just happened this week of overt persecution. Some were killed for their faith. This is normal. It happens during this time of year. So let's just keep that in our mind and in our hearts to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ that are in harm's way during the Christmas time.
And how, in whatever time you have left, how does Uncharted help these believers? How can believers hearing this come alongside?
Well, we have national teams that are up on the latest security, and at times, believers need to be pulled out of a dangerous situation and taken to a safe place. So we do that. We help them. Our leaders, and this is going to sound strange for Americans, but our national leaders will pray with those that are targeted. And if they feel like that person really wants to go and leave the country or get out of the area, they help them go. If they feel like that person says, no, God's calling me to stay, and I realize that the end might be martyrdom, I'm staying, they honor that request too. We pray with them. We give them the option, our leaders do, to be the one that decides. And so the goal is not just safety. The goal is serving Jesus with our whole heart. And that could be staying and enduring persecution, or it might be we need to get them out and get them to a safe place and restart them. So there's really two options. I know that sounds foreign, because I mean, when I look at persecution or trials, I think it's just easy for us in the West to look for, okay, where's the escape hatch? How do I get out of this? It's not so in the Middle East. They look at the situation, they pray, is God calling me to stay? And this could cost me my life. So we need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in the midst of this, as they're grappling with those real situations and those real decisions.